is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 30th, 2016. We're in hour two of the broadcast. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. This clip that I'm going to play is located on the websites at the top. It was sent to me by a listener. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I am going to play about I think it's like 13 minutes of it. I usually don't play something that long, but this is really good. This is really good. Ken O'Keefe. Here, let's go ahead and roll that, engineer.
And in fact, I give very, very strong evidence to support who should be indicted. We don't need a new investigation. We need to indict certain individuals because the evidence that's already in the public realm is more than explanatory. But I was motivated to actually do a second revision or a revision of the initial program because of our dear friend David Cameron. Now, like everybody else, I love a good laugh. So when I watch David Cameron or any of these other jokers, Obama, whoever else they parade out in front of us, it's definitely worth a good laugh. One of the things I learned many years ago was never lose your sense of humor. So, David Cameron gave a speech to the United Nations General Assembly just a couple months back, and I've watched this entire charade of a speech, and it is very amusing. However, there are a few points that are made that are of specific interest, so what I'd like to do is show certain segments of his speech and then sort of break it down step by step. Without further ado, on to David Cameron.
Overcoming what I want to focus on today, which is the mortal threat we all face from the rise of ISIL in Syria and Iraq.
Now, the first thing that we have to say about anybody who makes comments about so-called ISIL, ISIS, whatever the hell they call themselves, is if anyone wants to speak seriously about this, whether it's a Western leader or whatever prostitute politician or pundit in the media they put out there, if these people do not acknowledge the very direct support that so-called ISIL, ISIS has gotten from the West, then they're not serious, and no one should take them serious. The fact that the West has blatantly supported our allies, Saudi Arabia in particular, Qatar, while they have been funding these mercenaries is simply indisputable. It's a matter of public record. The fact that we have provided training to ISIL in Jordan, and that our good friends and allies, Turkey, have been shuttling these psychopaths across the border from Turkey into Syria, all of this is indisputable. The fact that they're running around with American weapons, the fact they're running around in Humvees, M16s, I used to use an M16, brand new M16s, all that sort of stuff is simply indisputable. And yet this joker is getting up and talking about ISIS as if we have nothing to do with it. Never mind the fact that we've destroyed several other countries in this same bogus thing called the war on terror.
We must not allow past mistakes to become an excuse for indifference or inaction.
So this is incredible. We cannot let past mistakes. Are you talking about the mistake of invading Afghanistan and Iraq and also destroying Libya? Are you talking about the so-called mistake in which we invaded Afghanistan based on the pretext that Osama bin Laden was responsible, and yet not once has this man been indicted, because even the FBI admitted they don't have any evidence linking Osama bin Laden to 9/11. So what the hell did we invade Afghanistan for? That's a pretty big mistake. And if you go back to the Nuremberg tribunals, wars of aggression are the supreme crime. People hung for that in Nazi Germany. I'm wondering why we don't have anybody hanging for the war of aggression that we fought in Afghanistan, and even more ridiculous and insane is the invasion and occupation of Iraq that has translated to the deaths of 1 million, perhaps 2 million, millions of refugees, millions of orphans running around without a parent or even both parents as a result of this. And then we go to Libya, in which we've totally destroyed that country, and we want to do the same thing and have largely done the same thing with our policy towards Syria. So is that the mistake that David Cameron is talking about? How easy for us to dismiss this without any Western leader having paid any price at all for any of these hideous crimes?
We should be comprehensive defeating the ideology of extremism that is the root cause of this terrorism, so that we win the battle of ideas, not just the battle of military might.
Now, this is the amazing part of this speech, which the same theme is being carried forward by Obama and other such prostitutes. This conflation of so-called extremists coupled with nonviolent extremists with terrorists. So it looks like all of us who question the official propaganda of the state are actually going to be deemed or already being deemed extremists. And as extremists, really, we're not any different from ISIS or ISIL, because our ideology, our ideas are the seed for which this violence grows. And this is a theme we're going to see more of in this speech. And I'd just like everyone to realize that it's not just the so-called extremists like myself. It's pretty much anybody out there who questions the official propaganda is, in this Orwellian 1984 world of ours, a so-called extremist.
And we should be uncompromising.
Uncompromising. This is a word used more than once in this speech. And, wow, the West should be uncompromising, should it? I guess that means more invasions, more mass murder, more depleted uranium, white phosphorus, and all that sort of stuff.
Using all the means at our disposal, including military force, to hunt down these extremists.
Here again we see extremists. Extremists, terrorists, terrorists, extremists. Very purposely conflated.
Let me take each of these in turn. The root cause of this terrorist threat is a poisonous ideology of Islamist extremism. We must defeat this ideology in all its forms.
So here we go. Key. We must defeat this form of extremism in all its forms. In all of its forms. So, not just the violent extremists, all of its forms, including, you quote, nonviolent extremists. Definitely got to fight that.
As evidence emerges about the backgrounds of those convicted of terrorist offenses, it is clear that many of them were initially influenced by preachers who claim not to encourage violence, but whose worldview can be used as a justification for it. We know this worldview, the peddling of lies, that 9/11 was somehow a Jewish plot.
Aha, here we go. This is to the heart of the matter here. We know this worldview, don't we? Like those who peddle the lie that 9/11 was a Jewish plot. Are we to deny that Jewish Mossad agents were celebrating the 9/11 attacks and filming the event while other bystanders were wondering what the hell is going on? These same Jewish Mossad agents were talking about this on Israeli television, the so-called dancing Israelis. How about the Jewish Israelis who were caught with explosives in their van? This hits at the crux. Actually, this is the motivation for doing this revamped, revitalized, and improved version of this 9/11 program. Because at the end of the day, the litmus test of 9/11 is those who will speak honestly about whose fingerprints are all over this. And I can tell you, the powers that be are so deathly afraid of those of us who have the courage to speak out about who is responsible for 9/11, because indeed it involves Jewish agents, including Jewish Mossad agents, including so-called dual national traitors in the United States. Many of the people actively involved in the false flag that is 9/11 are in fact Jewish. And those of us who were not afraid to say it, of course, must be called extremists, mustn't we?
Or that the 7/7 London attacks were staged.
Aha, yes, the idea that the 7/7 false flag was in somehow staged. Well, let's talk about the explosives under the tube which blew up. How did somebody carrying a backpack with explosives manage to put a backpack on the deck of a tube car and have that explosion actually come up from under the floor? That was explosives planted underneath, and there's a myriad of other things that show that indeed that was another false flag event, but again, those of us who can see the obvious must be extremists.
The idea that Muslims are persecuted all over the world as a deliberate act of Western policy.
Wow. Now this is just incredible. The idea that Muslims are being targeted as part of Western policy. Wow. Who would have thought that? Who would even suggest something so crazy? I don't know. Maybe the fact that we've targeted Muslims who were falsely blamed for this event. Clearly Muslims did not carry out 9/11. No way Muhammad Atta, drinking booze, snorting cocaine, going out with a stripper. Yeah, he was on a jihad. None of these people knew how to fly these planes. They were CIA stooges running around like idiots, getting paid to go there, everywhere, and be the patsies. And yet, all the evidence makes this clear, and yet we've invaded only Muslim countries. We are targeting Muslims. We still have people, Muslims, in Guantanamo. Who knows how many we've tortured and killed that we don't know about. Oh, God forbid we start looking at Western policy for what it is and actually seeing that it's targeting Muslims.
And we must stop the so-called nonviolent extremists from inciting hatred and intolerance in our schools, our universities, and yes, even our prisons.
And here we go again, the nonviolent extremists. Welcome to the club if you, like me, are sick and tired of these prostitutes spouting their lies. It is an embarrassment for any of us who live in the West to see these absolutely insane psychopaths get up and talk this rubbish that they talk. And the idea that we're the extremists, when in fact it is our governments who are sending off American and British sons and daughters, along with whoever other is involved in the so-called coalitions we create, to kill innocent people, including, by this stage, hundreds of thousands of children and women, defenseless people. But of course, we're the extremists, those of us who are sick and tired of these insane policies. George Orwell in 1984 have nothing on David Cameron.
Would we sit back and allow right-wing extremists, Nazis or Ku Klux Klansmen to recruit on our university campuses? No.
No. No, we wouldn't allow that. We wouldn't allow psychopaths who speak such rubbish to actually become prime ministers and presidents now, will we? Psychopath, pathological liars. No, we wouldn't allow that. All right. No, actually, that is what we allow, don't we?
Finally, when the safety and security of our people is at stake, we must be uncompromising in our response.
So here we are again, that word uncompromising. With the safety and security of our people at stake. Well, okay, let's dissect that just a bit. You know what the odds are of actually being killed by a terrorist incident in the UK and around the world, in fact? It's roughly 1 in 20 million. Now, I want you to think about that, especially the next time you go to take a shower. Because the next time you go to take a shower, beware of the fact that you have a much greater chance of falling, hitting your head and dying than you do from a terrorist incident. But I don't see the police state being justified by the fear of people dying in the bathtub. No, I don't see that at all. But I do see everyone's rights being taken away based on an absolutely ridiculous, insane, false, so-called war on terror, in which we can violate people in the most obscene of ways, invade, occupy, torture, kill, imprison with no due process, and take away whatever rights we supposedly had under the U.S. Constitution or Magna Carta in the U.K. Uncompromising. Yeah, right.
My message today is simple. We are facing an evil against which the whole of the world should unite.
Indeed, we are facing an evil in which the whole world should unite. And it ain't who we're being told, that's for damn sure. These absolute traitors, Cameron, Obama, Bush, Blair, you name it, whoever they trot out next, these traitors have represented us. They have used your taxes, my taxes, to kill people en masse. Indeed, the evil that exists is one of which we are responsible, most particularly those of us from the United States, Britain, and Israel. This unholy alliance, this true axis of evil, these three countries which effectively have destroyed all due process of law, turned international law into nothing more than a tool of the most greedy and psychopathic leaders that exist on this planet. Indeed, this evil is something that we should all unite against.
And okay, like I say, if you want to watch that or watch it in its entirety, it's much longer than what I just played here. But Ken O'Keefe knocking it out of the park. I love to listen to some Ken O'Keefe. But, I mean, just think about the things that were said there. And this is exactly where they're taking us. They're taking us to the point to where patriotism in any form or fashion, whether it be whatever, equals extremism, which equals racism, which equals terrorism. You know, we talk a lot about the ability right now to use the internet, and thank God that we can, because you can really educate yourself and you can pass news and information. But at some point, if they have their way, they're going to come after the internet, because just like a situation like the Dr. Duke, I mean, what do they want to shut down? His ability for people to receive his message on the internet, where he stands on the issues. But, you know, when you look back now, it's 2016, and you look back from the events of 9/11, if you want to just make that the point in time, and you look at where we're at today in the world with all of this continual war. Of course, we all know that we're not safer. We're much more broker. You know, we've passed the $19 trillion mark. It's just it's amazing that these career politicians actually have the gall to show their face and to spout their lies, and then they've got these sheep people out there clapping, lapping it up like that is the reality. I mean, to have to hear Hillary Clinton talk about how she wants to create jobs after she's been in office some way, shape, or form through this whole by-design economic collapse. It's laughable. It would be humorous if it wasn't so God blessed sad to see our country and our offspring, the future, just sold completely out by these psychopaths who are bent on endless war. You know, I was watching some videos, and I didn't really have time to get it all together. But this happened before the RNC, where Vladimir Putin was at a international economic forum there in St. Petersburg. And he said some very startling things about World War III. And I mean, he just laid it on the line about the United States' involvement in supporting ISIS. And he knows these things. And I mean, we are living in a scary world, and with our mainstream media only reporting to us the lies that they want us to believe, unless you spend some time looking at alternative media websites like the New Observer, online.com. There's an RSS feed did on the alternativemedia.com. Daily Stormer, Info Stormer, RT. You know, if you to educate yourself on what's really going on, and I think most people don't. They're in the dark. They believe the. A lot of people believe that, you know, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are giving them the reality of the situation here. They don't really understand that is just another propaganda manipulation into the direction of which they want them to go, a gatekeeper, so to speak. But I do know that, you know, for a long time, I never really met flaming liberals. But I have now through some of the adventures that's taken place in recent years, and these people do exist, and they're here. They're in every neck of the woods, and they really do want to promote these very liberal, tolerant, pro-homosexual, pro-mass immigration policies. And I think the indoctrination, especially amongst the youth, the Bernie Sanders phenomenon, is shows the fact of you know how well this can work. All right, we're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, and just a couple of more comments on the Ken O'Keefe Cameron video there. You know, what you just witnessed with Cameron is exactly the same personality that we have with Barack Obama. I mean, you can't ever slide a piece of paper between the foreign policy of Britain and the United States. They want to continue the mass immigration. They want to continue the insane wars. And one of the things that worries me the most about Donald Trump is his venting so much toward Iran, almost like he's got to have an enemy to look tough or sound tough. And some of the comments, and of course the comments, you know, like I've said on this broadcast before, I disagree with torture. And so some of those comments like that make me wonder about, you know, really about, but you know, Donald Trump's not going to Israel. They've been asking him if he's going to make a trip to Israel. So far, he's not went. I mean, you can judge that for yourself, how much you want to put, how much stock you want to put in what that means. But I think it's at least probably a good sign. This is from USNI News. The Navy is set to name a ship after gay rights icon and San Francisco politician Harvey Milk, according to a congressional notification obtained by USNI News. Now, isn't that interesting? I guess we should have predicted this one coming too. But through the midst of everything that's going on, this promotion of of glorification constantly now in the media and in the government seems to never end. The July 14th, 2016 notification signed by the Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, indicated he intended to name a planned military sea lift command fleet oiler, the USNS Harvey Milk. I've never heard of this Harvey Milk, so I may be out of the loop on that one. The ship would be the second of the John Lewis-class oilers being built by General Dynamics in San Diego, California. The Secretary of the Navy's office is deferring release of additional information until the naming announcement, a Navy official told USNI News. On Thursday, Mabus has said that the John Lewis class, named after civil rights activist and Congressman Representative John Lewis, would be named after the civil rights leader. So if you remember that bizarre happening a couple of weeks ago where the Democrats were holding like a vigil, wanting to vote, I think, on taking our guns or whatever. That was John Lewis. So he's going to get some stuff named after him, too. Other names in the class include former Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren, whose court ruled to desegregate U.S. schools. Oh, he's going to get something named after him. He desegregated the school. Former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy and women's right activist Lucy Stone and abolitionist and women's right activist Sojourner Truth, whoever that is. But, you know, we are witness now. They're changing the names of the schools. They're taking down. There was one here recently in Winston. I really didn't recognize the name, but they said this guy had slaves or had something, you know, to do. And was pro-slave 150 years ago or something. They had to change the name of the school, which, you know, it went along fine all this time. I mean, they're going through society now and they're purging all of the history. You know, I mean, no matter what the situation was, the history is what it is, the real history, not the narrative that the mainstream media spins, but this is, the more they do this, the more conflict. It doesn't make society more peaceful. It creates this constant conflict of which we are seeing the results of. It is part of the recipe. It's diabolical. It is eradicating, especially here in the South, our Southern history. They're painting everyone that that wants to proclaim any Southern heritage as a racist hater. And, you know, I just saw an article where a gentleman, because he had a Confederate sitting that and saying that, you know, that was a sign that he was a white supremacist. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back on the alternative medium. Website is thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. We're going to go to the phones. We got Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing?
Oh, well, I'm, hey, can you hear me all right, Frank?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm all wound up, man. I'm ready for to go on about a 30-minute rant, but I'm trying to get it together. I'm just trying to mellow out a little bit here, but, yeah, I heard you talking about, Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren, right?
Yes.
I didn't know it till recently, but I'm finding out more and more about these people, these figures in our history, you know. And from what I understand, Earl Warren was Jew. Now, I guarantee you most Americans don't know that, and they'll never know it. But I heard that from a pretty conservative voice, somebody that wouldn't say that unless they were pretty damn sure of it. But anyway, that just goes to show you, they're always there. We're not even supposed to know they're there, and if we find out they're there, then it's hate. That's hate. And as far as what you were talking about earlier with Dr. David Duke, you know, if Dr. David Duke was speaking as an advocate for any other group other than white people, Americans, white people, white Americans, whatever, just saying, hey, look, you know, they deserve a voice too, right? If he was speaking for any other group, he would be applauded. He would be applauded. He would be elevated. There might be a few criticisms here and there, depending on what the circumstances exactly were, but he would be left alone at the very least. And if he was trying to elevate and, you know, speak up for illegal aliens or blacks or Hispanics or Jews or any other group, it would be, it would fit the narrative, and he would be like, hey, well, you know, he's a good person. But because he speaks up for traditional America, white America, the people that built this country with the help of, you know, slaves and others, but there would have been, the point is, there would be no Western civilization, there would be no America, there would be none of this, there would be no constitutional rights or civil rights or any of that if there weren't white people. And it just shows the hypocrisy. And what's really disgusting is, and I mean, I don't worship Duke, David Duke. I don't worship him. I like what he says. I think he's a great voice for that cause. You know, it's basically, it's a matter of survival. It's not about supremacism or any of that, like they always try and spin it. But, you know, I see people, you know, he's not perfect, you know, but I see people in our own, you know, people that listen to shows like yours, I see them attacking him. They want so badly to destroy David Duke and what he's capable of and what he's capable of doing for our cause. I see people in CI, for example, Christian Identity, who just hate everybody. If you don't, you know, these people are religious fanatics, and I'm sorry, I do not get into, and there's some people, some of these religious fanatics that are listening right now, and they call into Rick Adams' show and other shows, and if you don't agree, it doesn't matter if you've been awake for 6 months or 6 years or 20 years or 40 or whatever, if you don't agree exactly with their religious doctrine, then they hate you, and they'll do anything they can to destroy you. They will speak out against you. I've been attacked. I heard myself being attacked this morning on a show on another network, and I was like, wow. And this is a guy who's called into RBN many times. I don't think he's very much welcomed here. But and this is a guy who claims to be on our side, you know. And
you know, and Frank, with that said, right there, you know, if I never ever got another email from a listener trying to explain to me their interpretation of the Bible, it would be too soon. My quest here is not about a religious interpretation. I mean, I could spend hours, but you never get anywhere with that anyway. At the end, everybody just disagrees. It blows my mind at how quick it gets, to how they take it back, and then they want to disagree about the interpretation, which there's so many. And the other thing you said, you're dead on. Could you imagine if David Duke came out and he was going to have a sex change like Bruce Jenner or something, the media would, they would, if they trusted it, they would love it if he was anything else. You're exactly right. You're hitting the nail right on the head. But because he advocates for white people in this country, even the Republican Party is just running away from him, just demonizing him. And it makes me so sick of the Republican Party, especially after the way we just seen them do Trump. And now they're working hand over fist to destroy David Duke, and he's just getting started. It just blows my mind. Go ahead.
Well said. But back to the religious fanaticism and doctrine. What's funny is some of these same people, if you were to go back and listen to what they were saying and thinking 10 years ago, it might be different from what it is right now. Or 3 or 4 years from now, they may say, well, you know, I've kind of changed my views on this or that. But yet right now they're willing to attack and try and destroy and cause disunity because you don't agree with what they say exactly right now. And they want everybody to be perfect. You know, I mean, I cringe at some of the stuff that Donald Trump says. And I'm really disappointed in some of the things that he says. And I'm like, does he really mean this? And then some of the things that he does, I'm like, wow, you know what? If he could possibly get in there, he might just buy us some time. He might just move us one or two steps in the right direction, going the other direction from our destruction, and allow maybe some more people to wake up. Now, I'm a pessimist. Personally, I think we're going to lose. And I mean, I hate to say that, but I guess I'm kind of like your friend Mike in North Carolina. I just don't see the people waking up and the disunity, the infighting that these guys seem to love so much. I don't know. But see, I never give up hope. And, I even get attacked for going on to certain shows. Well, why were you on that show? I don't like that guy. Why were you? I wasn't on there to talk to him or to convince him. I was on there to speak to his millions of listeners, clown. I'm telling you, man, a lot of these CI guys, these guys are mental midgets. They're mentally deranged, sick people. And there's a couple of them. I'll just put the word out. If you want to meet with me, I will knock your freaking teeth out, man. There's not one of you punks who one-on-one I can't take on and make freaking cry and beg me freaking not to freaking hit you. I mean, just a bunch of sorry, mentally ill, mental reject clowns. I'm trying to actually make a difference and actually move us in the right direction. I'm willing to overlook some differences and whatnot. I don't agree with Dr. David Duke on everything. Sometimes I find him a little bit abrasive. I think he surrounds himself personally, maybe with too many yes men. I think his ego rubs people the wrong way sometimes. But I mean, he is the best thing we've got going. And I take my hat off to him, and I think he deserves a lot of respect because he is putting his neck out there. And he has a lot to gain, but he has a lot to lose.
Absolutely. I mean, can you imagine a member of Black Lives Matter, how they would love to be the person that killed David Duke? I mean, I hate to say that, but there's people out there that's thinking that right now because he is making national news. And I'm with you. I mean, I sometimes sense his abrasiveness and ego too, but he deserves respect because he has lived it. He's went to prison for his beliefs. I heard him tell the story of how he couldn't even get a job as a insurance salesman. He has paid a high price, and he's very knowledgeable, and he is the best thing we've got going, and he's got the bully pulpit from now till November. But what gets me, Frankie, is, and you've probably, because I've talked to you about your family, you bring him up to someone that don't know anything except what the mainstream media has told them, and they immediately... they cringe and I did this week, bringing it up to people, and nobody knew that Ku Klux Klan, racist, and I mean, it's really a window of insight into how brainwashed the people can completely be by the media. Because, you know, if you listen to David Duke, he's not wanting to kill people. He doesn't use racial epithets. He wants everybody to be able to celebrate their heritage and their culture, and then that just includes white people too. And of course, he completely exposes Jewish power.
Yeah. I think he's the best advocate that we have about exposing who is behind it. And again, you know, all these other groups, the Vatican, the Jesuit order, these mega churches, the Zionist Christian groups, you know, Christians for Jew, you know, Israel, whatever. They're all subservient. That's the word we need to remember. All of these groups are subservient and seeking favor with their controllers, their masters, their puppet masters who are Jewish. And, you know, people say, well, Vatican has all the power. Remember the golden rule. He who owns the gold, controls the gold, makes the rules. The Jews infiltrated and took over the money of the Catholic Church long, long time ago. That's one thing Dr. David Duke is putting himself out there. And people like you and many others, you can criticize these people whatever you want. But the thing is, your guy, Dr. David Duke's face is out there, you know? A lot of these guys, I'm not even going to start to name names, but when your face is out there, man, you got to give those people a little bit of leeway and respect. Because everywhere they go, they can be recognized and attacked. And they have to live with that. They have to live with that. There's a lot of namby-pamby clowns out here. They want to criticize everybody who's doing something out there. They want to criticize these people whose faces are out there. But no, they can go out in public anonymously. Nobody knows who they are, right? All they want to do is sit around and criticize everybody else who's put their neck on the line out there for decades.
That's true. I mean, it boggles my mind because on any given week, my email from doing this broadcast, it varies greatly. Sometimes there's hardly any. Sometimes there's 40 or 50 on the high end. That's on the high end. But half of it will be negative. You know, oh, you're wrong about this, or, you know, this or that. It's just negative, negative, negative. Or, you know, I guess there's somebody out there that's got like 20 email addresses and they frame themselves as some kind of super well-learned professor, and they use these different email addresses. It's been going on for years. I just put them to spam, but they just say the craziest. And then it's the arguing biblical interpretations, which is, you know, when you go through the denominations and you go through, there's, I don't know what, 10 million different interpretations that you can come up with of any given verses and different stories in the Bible. You know, people's got all kinds of different interpretations, and it does. It's just like what you keeps us so successfully divided. We got just a couple minutes for the break. They're yours, Frank.
Hey, there was a documentary that was mentioned this week, and I actually did a promotion of it along with DukeForSenate.com yesterday on my local 50,000 watt oldest radio station, biggest oldest radio station in the Southeast. WBT Radio, but I don't have the notes in front of me. I'm trying to remember what the name of. There's a documentary out there that I hear is very effective. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for things that are effective and actually work at waking people up to white genocide. I think it's a Bob Whitaker production, or he's behind it, or his people are behind it. You might have heard of it. I think it's Full White Genocide. It's like two different titles. It's like a title and then a subtitle. But you can find it on YouTube for free. And apparently it's very effective at waking up. And it basically shows world leaders and prominent people all over the world, I guess including in Europe, saying that the number one task that we have is to destroy the white race. And it, apparently even people that don't buy into this, and they're like, oh, no, we all just have to get along, and it's not about race and all that, It apparently is very effective at waking white people up. That should be our number one concern is survival. And then we can all fight it out later. You know, we can fight out our religious doctrines and all that. But first, we have to take on the number one enemy and survive.
Absolutely. Well said, my friend. Well said. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines if you'd like to call in. I've got a video I'm going to play after the top of the hour break I wanted to share. 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Jeff in Idaho. Jeff, how you doing? The break's going to catch you, but I'll hold you on. How you doing today?
Pretty good. You need to have Kevin O'Keefe be the spokesperson for David Duke in his run for the primary and do the exact same thing that is going on in that the Republican bill that they're putting out. They say, we can't have people like David Duke, you know, or these La Raza type people, and then basically make sure in the Republican platform that they introduce David Duke's book Superfeminism, or whatever it is, the other one he wrote. Those are just the general comments, and I think what you'll see is these guys will probably back off of him if you take the tactic of what Kevin O'Keefe was talking about on the 9/11 connection. Because right now they've tried to do this Saudi connection with these 28 pages from the report. All this season is to basically get the thing away from the Mossad and, you know, ISIS, you know, Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, you know, and all these items, and all the clergy plan and all the other things that have just, you know, run all of the residents of those areas into Europe. And Dr. Parker talks about the white genocide issue of putting chloramine in the water. I mean, it affects light-skinned people in Japanese and then dark-skinned people because of their just the nature of their pigment. Chloramine doesn't affect as much. So it is a white genocide weapon that is on RBN for 10 years now with Dr. Parker's work.
That's interesting, and I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff, because actually, hold on, we're coming up on that break. Stay with me. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Jeff in Idaho, 1-800-313-9443.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Welcome back the Alternative Media Farron in the studio. I got an email from John, and the Endgame Full White Genocide documentary is the one he thinks Frank was referring to. Actually, I think I had that on my website at one time. We might have talked about that sometime in the past, but I will put it up on the website tomorrow morning, and it's only 21 minutes long, and it'll be well worth your time. Jeff, are you still with me?
Yeah, Farron. The whole scenario that's going on right now is the election currently is nationalism versus globalism. And all you have to do is basically paint these guys into the corner that, and, you know, if you do the right things, you can basically get votes that basically expose all of the Pelosi types or the Ryan types, you know, that are the New World Order guys. And, you know, you need to use this wave to basically make as much activities going on, because, you know, Hillary Clinton basically was involved in the killing of Akbar Khan on May 1st, 2011. That wasn't Osama bin Laden. That was the guy that owned the house that was tall, right? That's why they buried the body and got all this other stuff. So there's all these things that tie back, and all these people were going to expose that, you know, and then they played ball with Obama for his 2012 election win, you know, using that thing. Romney was put up to make Obama win. That's why they picked Romney, is so that, you know, because he did Obamacare in Massachusetts first. I mean, you know, he was designed to throw, so Romney was never going to carry the South. That's why Ron Paul had his chance with those five states. You know, and then they changed it after that. And the only reason why they changed those rules is so that they get Romney in there. They'd already pre-selected him, just like what they were trying to do coronation-wise with Bush this year. All right? So, you know, Hillary has got some major health problems, and they're going to just try and stand her up. And this Tim Kaine guy will never survive if there's some health problems with Hillary, you know. So they got to eliminate Trump to basically keep him out of the White House, because he will tear Hillary apart in any oral argument that they have on stage. There's nothing that can really go against, you know, Trump right now with all the baggage that Hillary's carrying. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I agree.
And so you just got to basically use that in this way of moving forward with nationalism, and basically all these, all these non-American firsters, like, you know, Trump's tagline is great, you know, make America great again. I mean, you just have to identify the people that are for America, and the everyone else is a globalist, all right? And that's how you do this, you know? The people who want to support Trump, they already know who the rats are, you know, Republicans against Trump, you know? Identify those guys, have a couple key votes, and in the primaries where you can whack these guys, take them out election-wise, and even if you have to put in a Democrat, you know what I'm saying? Someone that basically is a nationalist Democrat is better than a New World Order Republican rhino.
Well, isn't it amazing to have watched this transpire, where the Republicans, the Never Trump movement, the Republicans came out and fought so hard against someone that had so much momentum? I mean, it really shows that.
They tried to overthrow him, but what happens is three states infiltrated him and said that they would go along with it, and when the vote came up, they pulled out. So they fixed their little red wagon because they knew what they were going to do. This is the same thing that the Ron Paul guys were prepared for in 2008 and 2012. Well, they used the same strategy they used on Ron Paul, but, you know, for the Trump menu. So, didn't win then, but the tactic was useful this time. Hey, that's all I got.
Well, hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. Wes, hang on for me. I'll get you after the top of the hour break. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. I've got a clip I'm going to play as soon as we come back on top of the hour of Nancy Pelosi. Bear with me. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is...